This is the week for high school seniors to decide where they'll send those escalating college tuition checks. For them, it's the end of an often anxious admission process. But for a new crop of students, high school juniors, the whole cycle is just starting. Commentator Carly Jacobs is among those traipsing around college campuses.
It's been 10 years since my tour of colleges. I'm on the other end this time playing chaperone for my brother Zachary, a junior in high school. Like me when I was 17, he has no clue what he wants from college, so we treat this trip as a shopping excursion. Unfortunately, college hunting is much more discouraging than trying on shoes. With 8-12% acceptance rates at some schools, the numbers don't look good. I tell Zachary he's qualified to get into all of them, but if he doesn't, he can still be happy. He believes me until we gather at our aunt's house in Philadelphia after visiting Penn and Haverford. At dinner is my older cousin, who believes the right college is the only grail to covet. She promotes her 18-year-old son like a campaign manager. It helps that he's a double leg, she says, while eating poached salmon. I explain she means a legacy student, one whose parents attended the same college he's applying to. My cousin continues about Ivies and SAT-2s and the need to take French for 4 years. If he doesn't, she warns, referring to my brother, he won't get in. I want to tell her that there are greater goals in life than high AP scores and hefty paychecks, but I've learned to be polite, so I make noise with my fork instead. Back on the road, we relax until our next information session. Out of 21,000 applications, we accepted 4,000, one admissions officer told us somewhat apologetically. But we're not necessarily looking for valedictorians. We want someone who's discovered something in science or has started a business. Zachary's ranked third in his class of 600, plays saxophone, designs theatrical lighting, volunteers at a cat shelter, and assists biology professors at the University of Chicago. But he worries he isn't well-rounded enough. He also fears how much early decision applicants are favored. Some schools accept 50% of their freshman class out of the much smaller pool of kids who know which school is perfect by December. Eventually, Zachary decides which schools he likes, but the daunting numbers of applications and tuition costs give him a stomachache. By day 5, our college shopping trip is wholly frustrating, and we're convinced it'd be easier to quell tensions in Israel than get into Columbia. His anxiety finally subsides somewhat at Yale, a school he finds overwhelmingly perfect. And yes, he'll apply their early decision. Soon enough, he'll be able to focus on college itself, no matter where he ends up, instead of on the intimidating process that got him there. And then he'll have 4 whole years before dealing with the next headache, paying back his college loans.
The comments of Carly Jacobs, a writer and television producer in New York.